You're listening to the Poised Powerhouse Podcast. My name is Dr. Sita Hood, and I'm obsessed with empowering women like you with practical life strategies to live authentically without compromising your wellness. I used to be caught up in the hustle hard mentality until I learned that my quirky little traits I thought weren't that important actually turned out to be the secret sauce I needed to step boldly into my purpose and create impact, not only in my life, but so many amazing women around me. Organizing your schedule, launching impactful programs, redefining leadership without code switching or compromise, and stepping boldly into your God-given assignment are all topics we'll discuss here. Think of this podcast as that Sunday brunch with your girls that feels so therapeutic you can't wait to get to it. But let's clarify, this is not a substitute for a relationship with a licensed therapist. All right, grab your notebook and your coffee or your tea. We don't discriminate over here. And let's start the show. Welcome back for another episode of the Poised Powerhouse Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Sita Hood, vision architect and licensed therapist. What is in your mug today? What's in your mug today? What's in your mug today? Partially gone from my mug, or my glass rather, is a latte. It's just a vanilla latte, but I made it with the Starbucks Nespresso pod, the blonde roast, and added some of that Chobani oat milk and the Silk oat milk creamer and the Torani vanilla syrup. There you go. A whole vanilla latte recipe. Boom, boom, boom. How I am feeling. Well, what's interesting is the evolution of this segment, right? Like, I think the coffee got a lot more bougie in comparison to how we started the show off, you know? And I feel that growth, right? Like, you know how you feel yourself growing? Like your body is sore, but you can see the growth and you can see that it's really good for you. So if I had to label the emotion that flows with that, I think that I would label it contentment with my current season. I have a sense of peace in spite of the unknown, and dare I say, the curse word for ambitious women, surrender. I have surrendered to the season. So that's where I am at. Let's jump right into today's topic. We are talking about five ways that busy women practice holistic wellness. My definition of holistic wellness is around the 4D concept. So when we talk about wellness, I want to be abundantly clear in what I mean, okay? Because I know that wellness, self-care, holistic, all of those things are buzzwords right now. But we have a very specific meaning over here around these parts. Plus, we like to define words. So holistic wellness, according to Oxford Languages, means characterized by the belief that parts of something are interconnected and can be explained only by reference to the whole. I know, it was a lot. But if we put this in context of us as human beings, it means that wellness goes far beyond a single self-care act of like a bubble bath or a massage. Although those things count too, holistic wellness factors in your interconnected parts. And I define this with my clients as the 4D concept, which says that wellness and productivity can be viewed in four primary domains: mental, spiritual, physical, and financial. That means that you are not just being lazy when you have to take a 30-minute rest when you leave the gym instead of jumping into the rest of the evening activities, okay? Like, you just be needing that break, right? I don't know if y'all seen that meme that's like, more and more as I get older, I understand why my parents took a second in the car. Yeah. You're not being lazy. You're preparing yourself mentally and physically. So holistic wellness essentially considers every aspect of you, the interconnected items of you, your character traits, your personality, all the things that you need. So it considers every aspect both as individual parts and as a whole human being. So that means we've got to nourish our bodies, our minds, and our souls. We have got to be able to pour into all four of those categories regularly in order to function at our highest capacity. And the thing is, God wants this for you too. That's the reality. Like, he really actually created us to flourish, to live abundantly. And he never intended for us to be bogged down by stressful life stuff and so bogged down that we forget to care for ourselves. Even if we look at the reflection of the Garden of Eden, everything was laid out perfectly, right? All Adam and Eve had to do was very small, specific things, but it wasn't overwhelming. It wasn't this busyness. It didn't take over them as human beings. So God wants this for you too. He wants holistic wellness for you. With that being said, I'm going to give you 5 ways that busy women practice holistic wellness. I'm going to introduce to you the Fabulous 5.
Hey, hey, aren't you tired of running around like a chicken with your head cut off? How many times have you promised to do better with your wellness routines only to let life get on top of you again? I want to invite you to pause and pour by downloading my app, The Lavish Haven, your sanctuary for cultivating daily wellness. It's completely free to use. You'll start with our pause and pour quiz and then access our signature daily and weekly wellness trackers, mood playlists, elevated emotions collections, scripture-based guided audios, and so much more. Hit the link below to start today.
Busy women get high quality sleep. They just do. They get high quality sleep, okay? Sleep is their priority. Why? Because they know that a well-rested woman is a woman who is ready to change the world. She knows that she makes better decisions when she is not constantly thinking about how exhausted she is. Quality sleep is essential for both your physical and your mental health. This is why I have specific templates like the Unwind Evening Routine template in my program, because creating a restful environment is so important for getting your body prepared to relax and get high quality sleep. And that high quality sleep sets the tone for your day the next day. That it sets the tone for your morning, for how your day flows, and even maybe kicking off the week more effectively by the amount of sleep that you get, right? Also, we talk about establishing regular sleep patterns to support your body's circadian rhythm. Now, I know some of us like to sleep in on the weekends or, you know, stay up a little bit later. I myself can be guilty of that sometimes, but I try my best to keep my body on the same rhythm, even on the weekends. I did not always used to do this. So this is like more of a recent development as I've grown more intentional about paying attention to my sleep and how sleep weighs in on your health. So just a quick note there. You have to take your sleep very seriously. Busy women simplify their schedules. A client was talking with me yesterday about managing her busy schedule and the chaos that's been added to this season of her life. And in 20 minutes, we were able to simplify her schedule just by breaking things down. And I know you hear this all the time, but maybe you actually struggle with putting it into action of how to break down larger tasks into micro tasks so that you can get things done. The tricky part for most people is likely knowing what tasks specifically need to be broken down. And that involves like knowing what each task actually means, right? Because we can say, oh, I'm going to do laundry. Sure, that sounds really simple, but let's keep it a hundo. If you're doing your child's laundry, yeah, you probably have to sort through the toys that are in the laundry basket. You probably have to walk around the room and hunt for some clothes a little bit, maybe even parts of the house and hunt for all the clothes. Then once you've done that, you have to separate the clothes, lights, whites, darks, and then you toss one load in the machine and, you know, cool, that's going. And then once that's done, you throw that in the dryer and bring the next load. Like, so there are parts to all of this, and it's not just necessarily a simple act. And laundry is like one of those things where it is simple, yet it has so many smaller parts that go along with it. And so I think most people don't consider all the parts that come with the simple task of doing laundry. Another example of something that has grown in the way that it's produced is actually this podcast. It was easier to get the podcast recorded, done, uploaded, and scheduled when I was only recording audio. But honey, once we made it a permanent video podcast, okay, that increased the production requirements. And so how I break that down is a mixture of all of these strategies for simplifying your schedule that I'm going to be sharing with you. And I'll share that example in a few minutes. You can and you should use time blocking to manage very specific tasks. For example, if you know that there's always something that you need to do before your weekly staff meeting, then you should probably create a permanent meeting on your calendar that's maybe like 30 to 60 minutes before the meeting, just so that you can get things done. This way, when people look at your schedule, then they will know that you're in a meeting or you're busy during that time and they won't disturb you. And you only work on the designated tasks during that time. One of my favorite things to do as well when it comes to simplifying your schedule is to choose theme days. So going back to the podcast, it would be really nice to do everything all in one day, super quick, but my life is not set up like that, at least not right now. So here is the new production schedule that simplifies things in my life, breaks tasks down into smaller bite-sized pieces, and uses theme days. And I know some people are like, oh my gosh, I don't want to work on these things multiple days. I get it, but hear me out. It's really stressful trying to cram it all in at once. So here's what I do. Tuesdays, I choose the content topic for the next episode. Wednesdays, I do a brain dump of the primary points of the topic. Saturday, I fill in a detailed outline, aka the podcast script. And then Monday, I record the actual episode and send it off to my editor. So it's a couple of parts that's broken down because the way that my day is set up, I don't have time to do the research and all of that in one sitting because I like to give you guys a high quality podcast episode. I like to give you stuff that is backed by research and also my professional and personal expertise. And that takes time to pull out, right? Because if we are doing a full investment, as we do everything over here authentically and with our whole self, we can't just give you crap. So that takes breaking things down into smaller chunks to make it happen. Okay. Rest increases productivity. Okay. I've said it before. I'll say it again. I'm gonna drill it in your head. You need to rest. Resting feels counterintuitive, but it is a valuable asset. Busy women build in periods of rest in their daily life and regularly throughout the year. They have to do this or they will burn out. That one woman that you admire who does so many things, I guarantee she rests, and she rests well when she does it. She would not be able to do everything that she does without resting. Regular breaks, they help you to maintain your productivity levels and help to reduce your stress. You get a physical and mental reset that helps to boost your creativity and your stamina when you sit your butt back and you rest. And a couple of tips for when you're sitting back and resting. If you like court shows, you can watch Reasonable Doubt. If you like heartwarming shows, you can watch Unprisoned. Like, just like, go ahead, girl. Like, lay back. Ease into it. Let your brain reset. Just a little relaxation. A little relaxation ain't never hurt nobody. You hear me? Come on. And if you haven't quite found that perfect time to build in breaks or rest, I want you to start experimenting with breaks in your day. Experiment with different times of the year, different activities to try to figure out what is most effective for you. Look for patterns in how you tend to feel before, during, and after you've had a break. All of those things matter. And it's important to note that you use very specific coping skills for when you feel very specific emotions, right? So what I need for a break when I'm physically tired from going for a run is very different when I'm emotionally or mentally worn out from working through some conflict in a relationship. Those are two different types of breaks that I need. And my needs for those breaks are going to be different. And listen, and listen, and listen, and listen. On these breaks that you decide to take, please do something that you enjoy. Please just do something you enjoy. Number one, so your creativity actually has time to reset. But also, it's okay to just have an amazing time, right? Resting in the midst of chaos, in the midst of a crisis, in the midst of hard things can actually help to reduce your stress and, believe it or not, put you in a better mood. And we are headed right on back to those routines that we talked about earlier because busy women create purposeful, intentional routines. I know that those are also buzzwords, but hear me out. So when I say creating purposeful, intentional routines, it means these women are not just following the trends of an everything shower to be cute. They're actually nurturing themselves, but also investing in their future with the activity. For example, it's important to invest or stick to your skincare routines, especially if you have a front-facing position like recording, because you want to care for your skin before you get a breakout. It feels good and it relaxes you in the moment, but it's also an investment in your overall wellness. One of the things we talk about in my programs is building a schedule around your values and principles. One of my previous clients chose confidence as her core value. And so if we take her example, a key contributor to your confidence is most likely going to be your skin, what your face looks like, what is the initial appearance when people meet you. Therefore, carving out time for skincare is an intentional, purposeful life move that aligns both with her goals, but also with what she needs in the moment. It's not just another thing to do because you saw all the girlies taking everything showers on TikTok. And that intentionality is why you will spend the time doing your four-step skincare routine, even when you're exhausted, because you're not doing it for the TikTok girlies. You're doing it as an investment. You're doing it because it aligns with your values. Quiet time is another example of this. Quiet time soothes your nervous system and it eases you into the day and it helps keep your mind focused on your long-term goals. I can definitely tell the difference in the way that I handle stress when I've had quiet time in the morning with Jesus, just me and him, when I done had some solid worship, when I done read the Bible and been encouraged. Like, there's a difference between the Dr. Hood that shows up after that and the Dr. Hood that shows up when I haven't had that. Which is not to say that the front-facing, you know, the people who get me are gonna be like, oh my gosh, blah, blah, blah. Like, y'all can't tell the difference. I could tell a difference because it's a difference in how I feel when I have versus have not had my quiet time. So when you are establishing your routines, consider establishing routines that serve dual purposes. And we have reached number 5 of the Fabulous 5. Another important way busy women practice holistic wellness is by managing their stress effectively. Effectively managing your stress. And you need effective stress relievers that don't create more problems for you, especially if you're in it for the long haul. Emotional regulation is so important. I want you to pause for a minute and I want you to tell me how you currently manage stress. If you want to leave it in the comments, feel free to do so. If you want to tag me on social media, feel free to do so. is the way that you currently manage your stress, is it positively or negatively contributing to your future? Pause, consider the answer, and be honest. Ain't nobody judging you. Won't judge over here. We ain't doing it. No shame. You are the only person who can answer this question. But it's imperative that you learn how to manage your stress both in the moment and your long-term plan for managing your stress. So that might mean that you need to do something you've never done to change how you deal with things moving forward.
It's time to talk about what I've been loving. Product recommendations, shout outs to family and friends, and overall gratitude. Let's get into it.
Welcome back to another What I've Been Loving. This week, I have been loving all things fall. Y'all know I love fall. I've been having this mouse pad this whole time, honey. Look at these gorgeous fall colors. This is Peyton from Goldman and Coco, and just don't even play with her, okay? She's cute or whatever, okay? No, I love the beauty of fall, the slight chill in the air, and everything that comes with it. All right, if you enjoyed today's episode, share the love. Share with your mama, share with your auntie, share with your best friend. Then head on over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a 5-star review. Reviews help the podcast to grow. Well, that's all I have for you this week. I'll see you out in these social media streets. Bye.